Ulfstream tossed his pack into the air and sank into the portside window seat next to it. The aircraft had seating for 14 in the form of leather cabin chairs and an overstuffed leather sofa. A TV monitor inlaid in a rosewood front bulkhead showed their position here in Zurich, and bottled water rested in every cup holder in the cabin. Sharon closed the hatch and leaned into the cockpit to speak with the pilot, and soon the aircraft began rolling. She moved back to her single passenger and sat down in a chair across from him. "We're to deliver you to D.C., but I'm afraid we have two stops to make en route. We'll land in Luxembourg, pick up our passengers there, and deliver them to an airfield in the U.K. We'll refuel and get back in the air for the hop over the Atlantic. ETA at D.C. is around 11 a.m. local."
"Works for me."
"You really are no trouble, are you?" She stood, turned, and headed up to the cockpit. The man looked out the window at the darkness. The plane lifted into the night sky moments later, and Cortland Gentry, CIA codename Violator, drifted off to sleep soon after. He only awoke as they touched down at Luxembourg City. Cort knew the agency preferred using smaller or even private airfields when possible, but the big international airport here in the suburb of Findel was the only paved runway in the tiny nation. Just as in Zurich, the aircraft taxied and then stopped on the ramp, wide of any activity on the property. Cort looked idly out the portside window for a moment with a yawn. He saw headlights approaching on the ramp, and soon a pair of commercial vans pulled to a stop at the bottom of the jet stairs. The doors opened and a group of men began climbing out. Cort glanced idly to the front of the cabin and saw the flight attendant standing in the open passenger doorway, holding an M4 rifle slightly behind her back, muzzled down but ready to whip it up at the first sign of danger. She looked like she knew how to handle the weapon, which came as no shock to the CIA asset watching her. The agency trained their transportation staff for anything. Cort himself was packing a Glock 19 9mm, a 38 revolver, and a 22 caliber suppressed pistol. One on his hip, one on his ankle, the other in his pack, and he was ready to go for them if he sensed any danger. But the flight attendant seemed to have it all under control. She spoke with someone just outside the cabin on the stairs, then hung the M4 back in the coat closet and beckoned the man in. Cort closed his eyes and pulled his cap down. He was ready to get back to sleep. 46-year-old CIA officer Doug Spano boarded the aircraft while his men waited on the ramp behind him for his all clear. Once inside, he spoke to the attractive woman at the door, and then he turned to look over the darkened cabin. Immediately, he saw a man seated in the back, a ball cap pulled down over his face. Spano cleared his jacket out of the way of his sidearm and gripped it, and then, without taking his eyes off the man, he addressed the flight attendant.
"Who the fuck is that?"
"Agency personnel, sir. He's cleared."
"Not by me, he's not. This is a priority movement."
"So is he, sir.
We were told to deliver your group to Turnhill and then to fly him on to Washington." Spano grimaced in anger. Somebody had fucked up, and it was getting in the way of his op. He moved quickly down the cabin and leaned over the passenger in the dark. At first, he thought him to be asleep, but the man lifted his cap, opened his eyes, and said,
"Evening."
"Don't take it personally, sport, but I can't have you on this aircraft. Get Transpo to arrange another flight for you. I've got a priority mission you're encroaching on here."
The man seemed bored. He closed his eyes again.
"Cole Langley, extension 5812. She tells me to get off, I get off."
"You don't listen, do you?"
When no response came, he said, "Who are you with?"
"Coded."
If this man was in fact on a code word operation, then Spano wouldn't be learning anything further from him about what he was doing on board. But he didn't give a shit.
"My op is coded too, tough guy."
He then changed tactics, opting for direct intimidation.
"Not telling you again, D-plane, now."
5812,
the man replied in a bored voice. He was positively unintimidated, and he rolled his head towards the window. Doug Spano pulled his sat phone out of his jacket and stormed back up the cabin. 5 minutes later, the CIA officer held the phone to his ear, and Cort could tell from his body language that he was pissed. He came storming in his direction, and he handed the phone over. Cort took it and answered,
"Hello?"
"Making friends as always, I see,"